And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Boomer just looks at me and goes, hey, you're on.
I could have sworn I gave you like a 20. Maybe I didn't. I could have sworn I gave you the 20 second.
I'm sitting here reviewing notes.
I thought in my head, I'm like, did I say 20 seconds? I usually do.
If folks were watching the live stream and they saw me look up and go, really?
My bad. Maybe I said it to myself.
I mumbled.
I did. 20 seconds.
You were inside your head again, bro. Hey, listen, that conversation there with Matt Murphy, solid. I'm gonna be going into that discussion a little further. I do have somebody on the line right now, so let me just grab the phone real quick. Is that Brian? Yeah, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Mighty fine, sir. And based on everything I've been listening to today, just wanted to throw out a reminder. It's not just 2 weeks from today, but all of us in multiple places. There's a lot of places that the school boards do not be elected on that day. So keep your eyes open, because every one of these kids going through the schools is going to be a voter one day.
It's a great point. A great point. Raise them up in the way they should go, right?
Precisely. All right. Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, man. You too. Hey, folks, we're going to open the phone lines up. You want to call in anything we've talked about so far today? Katie Britt was here. Talked to her for about 45 minutes. We've also had Matt Murphy call in from Nashville Super Talk 99.7. He's talking about the big gathering they had against the transgender therapies on minors in Tennessee. If you want to call in, you're welcome to it. The phone line here, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I can see, too, that the text line went boom while I was not paying attention and doing these interviews, so I'll jump over to the text line here in a few minutes, too. Listen, one of the things you have to also consider in terms of – I said it earlier with Katie Britt, that on these issues, these cultural issues, it feels like there is a sort of a rabid sense of trying to move the agenda forward as fast as they possibly can, like almost like a franticness, like – claws out in the corner, got to get something done, and it's at a heightened sense right now that we are in a culture war more so than we've ever been. It feels like there is, like, I don't want to say momentum on their side. It feels like there is a frantic take everybody down with you while they still have a chance kind of mode going right now. That's what it feels like. I got a caller on line three, Boomer. Clarence from Huntsville. Clarence, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, it's about these dang transgenders.
Okay. What you got?
Well, you know, when I sit here and I think about, you know, like that, like the guy you have from Tennessee calling, he's talking about Antifa showed up.
Right.
We all know who sponsors Antifa. That's George Soros money.
That's true.
So let's get to the real deep question. Why do these very rich people want to do this to our children? Is it happen to be because they're all pedophiles?
I think it happens to be because they want to break down the fabric of our society. That's what I think it happens to be.
Oh, no, I absolutely agree with that. But I also believe that, you know, in the Bible, you talk about a country and you talk about worlds that are so morally corrupt and lost that they'll do whatever. And pedophilia happens to be a thing that rich people like to do at times. And so by sitting here and turning little boys and girls into the other thing, does it make these kids just weird enough that people that are so demonic, like your Jeffrey Epstein's, heck, let's throw it in there, your Bill Clinton's, your George Soros's, that they get a little bit of entertainment out of this?
And, you know, I would hope not, but I'll be honest with you. There's a real – when you're trying to normalize sexualization of children, all you're doing is breaking down the barriers. It makes it hard for a kid to say no when a parent or an adult does something they shouldn't do.
That's exactly right.
I said that on the show the other day. I firmly believe that a part of what we're seeing is trying to not just break down society, but break down kids and break down barriers that keep kids safe. And, you know, when a kid sees a drag queen dancing provocatively and saying, touch me here, because it was at a family-friendly event, then later on when some weirdo on the street with the van pulls over and says, hey, little boy, you want to ride? They don't know to say no because everything's normal at that point. But All right. Listen, Clarence, appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call. We're up against the break, but thanks for the call, bud. Yeah, we're gonna keep this topic going. You want to call in after the break, you are welcome to it. 833-687-4448. That's the same line you can text, which is also known as 833-68-RIGHT. Yeah, Boomer, you got to tell them to probably hold, brother, because we're going to a break before we know it, and I'd never be able to do them justice. But phone lines are open. Text lines are open. And we'll talk about it. Number three on the Triple Dipper, Trans Am protests. That's where we are. There's protests. There's backlash, if you want to call it that. But there's a sense right now, too, in my opinion, that the franticness we're seeing from the left is starting to be met by a resilience from the right. And we need more of it. Got to stand up. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, folks, before I jump on these calls that are holding right now, I got to tell you, the folks at Riley & Jackson Law Firm, I have known these folks for quite a while. They are, let me just say, they're not only right on the law generally, they are also right on politics, if you know what I'm saying. Well, they're friends of mine. I've worked with them on issues. I've worked with them on cases. And I heard that they were working on this this whole Camp Lejeune water contamination thing, which we're seeing on the news and on the advertisements and the newspapers and on the internet. It's everywhere. I thought, what is this stuff? So I called them and I said, hey, you guys are working on this? They got like five lawyers working on this. So yeah, it's real apparently. They told me there's 19 illnesses that have been attributed to a confirmed water contamination that the government knew about for many years and didn't say anything. So the bottom line is this. If you were ever at Camp Lejeune between the years, get ready, big spread, 1953 to 1987, and you ever have one of these illnesses in your life, you may very well be eligible for a claim. So I want to encourage you to call my friends at Riley & Jackson. They've got a multi-decade career as a law firm helping people to be made whole because of the negligence of others. Well, they do what they do. They do it well, and they will not charge you for this phone call. 205-879-5000. That's Riley & Jackson, 205-879-5000. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. All right, let me jump over to the phones. The phones did light up. It is, which one's first, Boomer? Which one? Line one? Line one, Susan from Elkmont. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got 2 points on the trans thing. The first one I talked to the screener about. There's an activist named Jocko Bullion. He's been going around and helping states write legislature against all this trans and child trafficking stuff.
Okay.
And one of the comments he's made is that children that are sexualized and abused are less likely, because they're so busy trying to protect themselves, they're less likely to do things to, like, defend the nation, defend their country. So I'm thinking part of this is a long game. If we abuse all these kids, they're not going to be willing to step up and help defend the country because they're so busy worrying about just taking care of themselves.
Well, I think you make a great point. I mean, at the very least, all these gender and surgical procedures would very likely disqualify them from medical service or military service, and it certainly brings a lot of psychological issues that could disavow them of military service. You're right, Susan.
And then one other point I didn't say to the screener, but I thought of while I was waiting, is you don't see any Soros Juniors or Obama Juniors or Biden or Kennedy Juniors want to transition. It's all the rest of us, the common people that they're feeding that to. You don't see any of the supposed, you know, upper crust, you know, leaders. None of their families transitioning. So if it's supposed to be just a common, normal thing, why don't you see it with those family groups?
Well, that's a point. I mean, the one that I can think of that might do it is Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn Jenner. You know, the whole Kardashian family thing.
Yeah.
But I can't
so
think of
any
public officials.
One.
No,
yeah.
good point, Susan. Thanks for the call. I got to jump on the phone with somebody else. Line two, is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Phil.
Good, man.
Hey, when did insanity become the mainstream thing? You know. Mental illness.
I think that was at November of 2020 when the election was over.
Well, I think there was a lot of mentally ill people who probably voted. I can pretty much tell you what side they voted for too. But the thing about it is, you know, comparing these people that want to change their gender and everything, and children and everything. Just, you know, not very long ago and everything, the big thing was all these kids were cutting themselves and everything with razor blades.
Yeah.
And, you know, in one pain, you know, and everything. Well, this is all akin to, you know, instead of treating the illness and everything, is like, oh, here, this makes you feel good. Well, here's some more razor blades. Go cut yourself some more. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
You're trying to fix a mental instability with physical, and it just don't work.
You know? No.
It's not a physical problem.
It doesn't. And, you know, the reality is, too, gender dysphoria is something that, you know, just basic counseling can help a child through, and then they don't make these life-altering decisions. If you want to make a life-altering decision, at least let the child be old enough, like an adult, to make their own decisions, as opposed to having another adult sign the paperwork to have it done.
Yeah, and then, you know, I believe there's, you know, people out there, you know, that are truly just gender dysphoria and everything. But I think you got a lot of copycat stuff now going on because, you know,
yes.
It's okay to do this now. So, you know, I want to try it. I want to be cool and I want to be popular and you know, the outstanding, you know, everybody colors the unicorn people, you know, they all color up and, you know, want to stick out in the crowd and everything. And I think that's what a lot of this is kids want to stick out in the crowd and we've took away the shame of it, basically.
Well, I had
it's okay to do it now.
I had Katie Britt on the show earlier today. I'm not sure if you heard that part or not, but we were actually having an off-air discussion about China owning TikTok and how so much of this influencing that we're seeing in this arena is coming through TikTok, and it's just, you know, it's owned by the Chinese government, and it's just an amazing thing to think that China is also helping perpetrate some of this. I mean, when you get down to it, I'm not saying. I don't know for a fact that there's a Chinese agenda, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find out there is. But at the very least, China and TikTok are hand in hand.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, to destroy the enemy from within. That's
yep.
And we're their enemy.
Yep, yep. Hey, Jeff, I got somebody else holding on the line, brother. Let me go grab him real quick. You be safe driving in this weather, all right?
Have a good one, Phil.
You too, buddy. All right, line three, Wanda from Coleman. Hey, Wanda, how you doing?
Hey there, how are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Okay, I've been listening to you since you popped in and I used to listen to Greg and then, you know, so I've just, anyway, basically I listen to WXJC just about 24/7.
Well, appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And I don't talk too well. I'm elderly, but I have two or three comments. One, on your comment of, or that it would, make children more vulnerable and less wary of, like, strangers or something. You know,
yeah.
People want to pick them up or whatever. But way, 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 way more than that, it makes them more vulnerable, God help us, to adults in their family, to doctors, to people at church. I heard the other day a pastor in I'm pretty sure it was in Alabama, a 7-year-old girl, and they arrested the pastor at the church. So it makes them, it takes down this safety net everywhere.
Yeah.
And furthermore, even if the place wasn't full of predators, it messes up their mind so badly from the very start.
Yeah,
and just the sexualization. And about the TikTok. Absolutely. absolutely. Look up a book called Irreparable Damage. Irreparable Damage.
Okay.
I don't know the author, but I think that I heard her on heard the lady on WXJC at some point. The book was extremely well documented, and the premise is that TikTok is designed to inflict changes, and especially in little girls, irreparable damage to their development, and it's all manipulating DNA and everything else. And it absolutely is an agenda, and the agenda is wider and broader and deeper and more evil than we can imagine.
Well, Wanda, you said when you came on that you don't think you talk very well. I think you talk great. You did your comments are well taken, and I really appreciate you being in the audience and taking time to call in. So thank you for that. All right.
Well, listen, I'll be here every day. I pray it. I mean, grandma and great grandmama and children are my heart. And every time I look at a child nowadays, I'm like God in heaven, and I'm asking God to put something in their DNA, his own self. And furthermore, I want to say this to everybody, every grandmother, don't think this is not coming home, Grandma. You take it to the Lord in prayer and do everything He puts in your mind. One thing I want to say about the voting is, everybody listen, make the voting a family affair. Talk to the children at their level, whatever, but let it be they go with you to vote. Make it, this is something very special. Learn about the flag. Teach them about the flag. Teach them about America. America.
Wanda, I want to adopt you. Would you adopt me? Is that okay? Can you do that?
Oh, I've already done so.
Oh, well, you are wonderful. Thank you so much. Call in more often. I enjoyed hearing you. But, Wanda, we got to go to a break right now, and so thank you for the call today.
Sure.
All right, you have a great day, ma'am. Boomer, take us to the break, brother.
That was great.
Wasn't that good?
That was so good.
I mean, I think she is now right-sized grandma.
I like that. I mean, exactly what she said. What I took from it was, you know, these children are so precious and so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it infuriates me that, you know, they're going after these precious jewels, you know?
Absolutely. But if you can grab the next generation early, then you stop the next generation from becoming what it needs to be. Yeah. All right, brother, take us to the break. We'll do that. Folks, we'll come right back, wrap up the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Well, hey, listen, by the way, ZLA Solutions, that is like our original sponsor. They came on board the day the show started. ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, this is the organization that's doing an epic good deal job at getting people and jobs together, all right? That is their mission in life, is to find a way to put people and jobs together. Now, they do a lot of other business solutions, like they can do your quality control, your sorting containment. They can handle all of your logistics issues if they need to do something, some warehousing, that kind of stuff. But staffing, that's their bread and butter, man. So if you're looking for a job, go to their website, zlausa.com. You will find jobs posted all over North Alabama with big-name employers, good-paying jobs. But here's the thing. If you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, it can be small numbers, onesies and twosies. It can be, you know, filling out a whole shift. Then ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com, that's where you need to go. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. At ZLA, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. And they do. That's their mission in life, is to make your business better. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio, ZLAUSA.com. Loved that last phone call with Wanda. And apparently some of y'all did too. Like, I got texts here. Brian from Huntsville texted in and said, we need more Wanda. God has blessed us with her wisdom, and she, through your medium, has blessed us. So thank you for that, Brian. Appreciate it. Mel from Huntsville says, oh my gosh, I love her. So that was good. And then what else do we have here? A couple other texts that came in. Jeff from Hazel Green, on a separate subject, says, in my humble opinion, I truly believe Joe Biden could blow up an onion sack, and the next day, Karine Jean-Pierre would extol his abilities. I don't know what that means, but I believe you're probably correct. Mike from Athens pointed out that absentee balloting is already open. So we were talking earlier about make sure you go vote. Well, folks, if you know you're going to be away on Election Day, absentee voting is already available to you. You can do that. And by the way, that's not, you know, the 2020 election left a bad taste in some people's mouths. Absentee voting has always been here. We've had that forever. Absentee and military voting when you're overseas, those two things have been around forever. Don't think they don't count. They do. So if you know you're going to be out of town on Election Day, then strongly consider going down to the courthouse, getting an absentee ballot, filling that sucker out, and getting it turned in, seal it correctly, do all the things. But, yeah, just hand it right back to the clerk, and you're done. You're in. We need more people I think it was Wanda. Yeah, it was Wanda that said, make it a family affair. Make it that thing you're going to go do. Make it that thing you're going to call your friends and say, hey, go vote. Because here's the thing. Now, some of y'all that hearing me right now in Georgia or Tennessee or even Mississippi, you got some major elections going on. You need to get out there. Georgia especially, we need you guys voting right now in that U.S. Senate race more than ever. But in Alabama, it's a red state. Katie Britt's going to be the next Republican U.S. Senator from the state of Alabama. Governor Ivey's going to just walk back into the office. She's never going to leave, really. But the legislative races, they're largely in the bag. So people in Alabama, don't get disenfranchised by that. Don't think, well, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're going to win. No, you want to send a message. You want to send a don't mess with Alabama message. You want to send a message that even in a red state where we pretty much guarantee the final outcome, we take it so serious that we show up in droves. Like there's a tide that is flowing to the polls of people that are going to vote. Never mind the fact that we're a red state. You don't take that for granted, but at the same time, you want to send a message, man. This is like carpet bombing of voting. You know what I'm saying? This is fire for effect. This is calling in the rounds on target and then hollering fire for effect in the microphone and blanketing the earth. Just go do it. Go vote. Everybody, take it serious. Wrapping up my section here, I got to say, I didn't even get to some of my... By the way, who was that said I would not get to my triple dipper? Was that JT?
Was it JT?
I think it was JT. Where's that text? I did. I got into it because Matt Murphy was part of it. There it is. JT from Lacey Springs says, my dad used to say, bet you a big Coca-Cola to a little when you don't make dipper three. Well, I got news. I know for a fact, JT, your dad didn't say that. But even still, I'm in it. I'm in dipper three. I've been in dipper three. Thank you. Thank you very much. But yeah, story here that I've got from an organization called 19thnews.org. The Justice Department in earlier April this year, if you may recall this, see part of what we're dealing with on these transgender issues is the fact that from the highest levels, the current administration has, you talk about gender affirming care. Well, they are affirming gender activism. And so the actual Department of Justice, if you remember, asserted in an open letter on what was known as the Transgender Day of Visibility that state laws that prevent trans minors from accessing what they refer to as gender-affirming care, that's going to be acted upon. That they may be considered a 14th Amendment violation. And one professor at Cornell Law School said it's probably the most powerful and progressive step we've seen on transgender rights ever from the federal government, at least today. Goes on to point out, too, that it inspired LGBTQ activism. But then it gets worse when you consider the fact that just this past week, story here, I pulled this one from Catholic News Agency. This past Friday, I believe it was, President Biden sat down for an extended interview, which included social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, who has been spending months on TikTok documenting his transition from being a male into what he calls girlhood. It says that scores of women have accused Mulvaney of appropriating femininity and making a mockery out of womanhood. But the fact is, the president sat down with this person for an extended interview. In other words, within the Biden administration, the most leftist progressives can get access to the office of the presidency. And when he was questioned by Mulvaney, Mulvaney asked him, what do you think about states that try to block what he calls gender-affirming care? Biden said, I don't think any state or anybody should have a right to do that as a moral question, as a legal question. I think it's wrong. It's the highest office in the land affirming activism. All right, folks, what an amazing show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We got plenty more of that tomorrow. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. You have an amazing night. We'll see you then.